KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 24 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries this afternoon, a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, Vice President Mike Pence headlined a rally in Council Bluffs on Tuesday to tout the tax cut President Trump signed into law late last year.
President Trump promised over the course of the campaign that we'd cut taxes across the board for working families and job creators, large and small. And just over 2 months ago, President Donald Trump signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. And our economy has taken off every day since.
Pence took to the stage by saying, "Hello, Iowa," quickly followed by a "Hello, Nebraska." He told the crowd businesses now have unprecedented opportunities to pass tax savings onto their employees.
"We believe workers in Iowa and Nebraska can expect to see pay raises, and we're already on the way."
About 500 people attended the event organized by America First Policies. The group was formed to tout the president's accomplishments and has scheduled a series of rallies around the country focused on tax policy. Pence, however, addressed other pressing issues of the day, including news that North Korea is willing to talk about ending its tests of nuclear weapons.
"We'll continue to apply maximum pressure to the Kim regime until we see North Korea take credible and concrete steps towards denuclearization. We will remain firm in our resolve, and we will continue to stand strong until North Korea abandons their nuclear program once and for all."
Pence also addressed the president's proposed trade tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The vice president described it as a crackdown on unfair trade practices.
"Now, the president said earlier today, the United States has been taken advantage of for too long by too many countries when it comes to trade. So let me promise you, whether it be in renegotiating NAFTA or protecting our steel and aluminum industries, President Trump is always going to put American workers, American companies, and American farmers first."
About a dozen Democrats staged a protest outside the venue. They accused the vice president of spreading a misleading message about what the Democrats call the GOP tax scam. Elsewhere in area news, a collision in Page County Tuesday morning resulted in one person being transported to a hospital. Authorities say the accident happened around 7:30 a.m. on Highway 2 near V Avenue, which is about a mile east of Clarinda. An investigation determined that 73-year-old Elaine Whitehead of rural Newmarket was westbound on the highway in a 2003 Ford Ranger pickup. 22-year-old Stephanie Cole Johannes of Villisca was eastbound in the same location, driving a 2008 Pontiac Grand Prix. Whitehead's pickup began to slide into the eastbound lane. Johannes attempted to move to the westbound lane to avoid the pickup. Whitehead then corrected her vehicle and contacted the passenger side of Johannes's vehicle in the front passenger side fender door area. Both vehicles then spun around and came to rest in the slow-moving lane of the westbound lanes. Whitehead was not hurt, but Johannes was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda Ambulance Service for treatment of unknown injuries. At the time of the accident, Highway 2 was icy. Authorities say no citations were issued. Both vehicles were considered a total loss. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday 31-year-old Autumn Virginia Bolser of Creston had been arrested March the 2nd on a Department of Corrections warrant. The warrant was for parole violation. Bolser was transported to the Mitchellville Correctional Facility. Police in Glenwood yesterday reported the arrest on Monday of 39-year-old Joseph Jack. The Glenwood man was taken into custody on a charge of forgery. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest of a Lennox man on Tuesday following a traffic stop. At 9:56 a.m., deputies pulled over the vehicle operated by Roberto Martinez of Lennox. He was arrested for having no valid driver's license and failure to yield for an emergency vehicle. No other details were released. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday afternoon issued a report on recent arrests, and officials have said there were four arrests on Monday. 61-year-old Donald Ray Golden of Hamburg was arrested for OWI first offense. 42-year-old Jessica Lynn Brooks was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. 35-year-old Charisse Nicole Desmang of Omaha was arrested Monday in Mills County on a warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $15,000. And 23-year-old Dylan Lee Kahn of Plattsmouth, Nebraska was arrested on a warrant charging him with two counts of failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $10,000. On Sunday, 38-year-old Patrick Darren of Glenwood was arrested on Interstate 29 for following a traffic stop for driving under suspension and possession of a controlled substance. And last Saturday, 38-year-old Rusty Irvin Meineke of Emerson was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man was arrested on a theft charge Monday night. Officials say a deputy responded to a residence in the 200 block of Walnut Street where three portable electronic devices were stolen. 39-year-old Jason Wayne Anderson of Walnut was arrested for second-degree theft. And 31-year-old Philip Houston of Walnut was arrested Monday night for domestic assault after a domestic disturbance occurred at a residence in the 700 block of Atlantic Street in Walnut. His 34-year-old girlfriend was not injured during the incident, according to the report. A traffic stop on a vehicle traveling on the wrong side of a two-lane highway Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of a man on an OWI charge. 27-year-old Joshua Reeks of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 2:40 a.m. Saturday. 46-year-old Jim Wayne Metzger of Crescent was arrested a little after 4 p.m. Saturday for driving while barred. And later Saturday night, 50-year-old David Lester Dunstan of Council Bluffs was arrested for a traffic stop on a warrant charging him with two counts of fraudulent practices by counterfeiting or forgery. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.